The podcast you're about to hear has some explicit content. If you want to hear a version with the explicit language censored out, please visit steinershow.org. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Mark Steiner Show on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And we are not Mark Steiner.
We're not.
But we work for him.
We are the behind-the-scenes producers of the Mark Steiner Show. I'm Stephanie Mavronis.
And I'm Mark Gunnery. And that is Celebration by Kool & the Gang, because Happy New Year. It's New Year's Eve.
I know. Can you believe it? This year has gone by so fast. I was just talking to someone about, you know, every year seems like it's going by faster and faster. But this one, especially, like, the past 6 months have, like, really flown by. So I cannot even believe it is New Year's Eve.
And it was jam-packed.
Yeah.
So much went on this year
that
I feel like is going to completely change history.
Yeah, there's like serious cultural shifts happening. There's a lot going on. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. And so we wanted to bring to the air kind of our favorite things of this year. A lot of it is like our favorite songs and music from this year. But a lot of it also relates to, you know, some of the politics that we saw this year, cultural, social changes that I think are really cool and important and are going to lay the groundwork for some awesome things to come in the future of our world. So, yeah.
Yeah, I made a playlist of my favorite music from 2015 for this podcast, and it's about 6.5 hours long.
So we're not going to bring that to you today. We're going to try to bring some of our favorite selections, some excerpts. Some of it you're probably familiar with. Hopefully we show you a little something new you might like, too.
So I want to start with this song that came out in April, right around the time of the uprising. Really felt like it was what Baltimore needed, a new anthem. And I love it, and it's called Bankrolls by Tate Cobain. Someone go and tell the DJ they should bring us back. Someone go and tell the DJ they should bring us back. I love my city, yes, about me, and I bet they know me. I love my city, yes, about me, and I bet they know me. I love my city, yes, about me, and I bet they know me. I love my city, yes, about me, and I bet they know me. My mama told me, boy, stop kissing that bestang hoe. Cause all these bitches ever wanted was your bankroll. Yeah, yeah. Bankroll. You said you run a city on my bed, I ain't know. The trenches love me, so it ain't no way I can't go. We never lacking that we love to let them things show. We let them things go. I'm talking Montebello, the Glen Eagle. I love my people with the Miley Cyrus, the Bobby Brown, the Sour Diesel. Stealing out my mama post if she catch you, I bet she beat you. Used to play in alleyways, we was ducking them dirty needles. I swear the city ain't the same since we lost Swift. She lived forever to the city, she was God's gift. We showed the police we ain't with none of that nonsense. These other rappers lacking soul, ain't got no content. I rap the struggle, I know that you hate me, fuck it, I love you. Watch me bubble, then got up with Russ, so they in trouble. I don't fumble, was raised in the gutter. I love the jungle, I ain't never had shit but a dream. Now I see them. Someone go and tell the DJ they should bring us back. Someone go and tell the DJ they should bring us back. I love my city, yes, about me, and I bet they know me. I love my city, yes, about me, and I bet they know me. I love my city, yes, about me, and I bet they know me. I love my city, yes, about me, and I bet they know me. My mama told me, boy, stop chasing that bestang hoe. Cause all these bitches ever wanted was your bankroll. Yeah, yeah. Right, that is Tate Cobain with Bankrolls.
Baltimore. And
Baltimore, doing beautiful things.
Yeah, no, it is such a good song and, like, such a cool fusion of, like, old Baltimore sound with new energy. And, like, for this moment, I think it's really awesome anthem in the city right now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were some other really great songs that came out around the uprising. One of my favorites came out probably that Monday or Tuesday
or
something
away.
Of the uprising. It's by Comrade, who is a great MC from Baltimore, used to be part of Algebra Project. He's just been down in the struggle for a minute, and he's a really sweet guy, and he did this song, Right Back. They throw the tear gas, we throw it right back. Spin the block and we'll be right back. Yeah. Seven cops down, they don't like that. Down. This Baltimore City, bitch, we fight back. No. Lock my mans up and he'll be right back. Back. I'd rather bare arms and throw my hands up. Woo. Oh, they about to send the troops in. When the sun go down, we'll be right back. Yeah. Right back. Right back. Right back. All my comrades, we'll be right back. Back. Right back. Back. Right back. Grab the gas mask, we'll be right back. Woo. Right back. Right back.
Yeah, that was Right Back by Comrade. I definitely encourage everyone to check out the music video for this song and his other songs. He's got a lot of great music videos. Another really cool Baltimore artist making us Baltimoreans proud. So, you know, Baltimore artists were doing a lot during the uprising and figuring out how to put sort of all the feelings of that moment into song. And we also saw some of that happening with, you know, national artists as well, who were really affected by stuff that was going on in Baltimore. And one of the artists that I really came to love this year was Anderson .Paak, who is from California. He was featured pretty heavily on Dr. Dre's Compton album, also on The Game's documentary too, and some other things. And he's doing a lot of really cool stuff right now. But one of the songs that he actually wrote for Dr. Dre in that album that Dre rapped over is called Animals, and it was directly inspired by the Baltimore uprising. And I don't know, I think it's a really cool song. We should just listen to it. It says it all right in there.
Yeah. Shit. These old sneakers, faded blue jeans, no tricks, no gimmicks. I'll be stomping down, 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 demons. Rolling up trees in the belly of the beast where the people disagree. The upper class eat. Middle don't exist. The bottom of the beat. Glad I got my sticks. Are you jumping on the fat? Laying in the ditch. I'll be stomping down demons. Stomping down quick. Come on. And please don't come around these parts. They tell me that we all a bunch of animals. The only time they wanna turn the cameras on is when we fucking shit up. Come on. Bullets still ringing. Blood on the cement. Black folks grieving. Headlines reading. Trying to pay it no mind. You just living your life. Everyone is a witness. Everyone got opinions. Got a son of my own. Looking right in his eyes. I ain't living in fear, but I'm holding him tight. Got a son of my own. Looking right in
his eyes. Yeah, so that's Anderson .Paak. A really cool singer, like a really brings like a cool, like soulful thing from the past to the present. And we saw him just a couple weeks ago.
We saw him perform in DC with Toki Monsta.
This is a
really
great
DJ, also from the West Coast. Oh, it was a wonderful show.
Yeah, definitely check out his stuff. He just put out another song a couple weeks ago, and I discovered it on the bus back from New York on a trip. And I was like, this song is impacting me so much. It's just like really cool and has so much like depth and soul and like production and the album cover. And like all of Anderson .Paak's album covers like feature these really interesting collages that I would encourage all of you listening to check out. He's just a cool, creative person. And so this song is called The Season, Carry Me. It just came out on Apple Music or iTunes a few weeks ago. We'll listen to a little bit of it now.
That is The Season, Carry Me by Anderson .Paak. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and it just like makes me want to cry sometimes. Like there's so much music this year, I'll go over some more of it later, that it just like really affected me. Like, and part of that's just like stuff, I don't know, just like the feeling of this year, and like people, artists and musicians have been capturing that really beautifully in lots of different ways.
And speaking of artists who make you want to cry, this song. So this is by MIA.
Love her forever, since high school. She's been holding me down.
She's the best.
Yeah.
And if you don't know her, she is an MC and producer and filmmaker and videographer from London, originally from Sri Lanka. And she just puts out brilliant albums and brilliant singles. And her latest single is called Borders. And I really encourage you to check out the video. She really touches on refugee crises around the world.
And did she do this in response to, you know, everything that's happening right now, like the international politics scene with Syria and Syrian refugees?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She did. So let's listen to this.
Freedom, I don't need them. Where's your freedom? This one needs a brand new freedom. Weed and the key, weed and the key them to life. Let's beat them. Weed them smartphones, don't beat them.
And we're back. When this song came out, there was a think piece in Pitchfork about it by Anupa Mistry, who is a writer who lives in Toronto. And she was reflecting on hearing this song in the aftermath of the Paris attacks and was describing how every night she goes asleep in her pants and keeps a coat and laptop by the bedroom door because she lives on the same block as a mosque. And she lives in fear of the mosque being attacked and her neighborhood being attacked because of the backlash against Muslims happening in Toronto and across Canada and the U.S. and Europe. And she described hearing this song. She said, "We live in cities and states and countries and on the internet, and our borders are closing in on us. Many of us are struggling on multiple fronts. If you hear her words as polemic, it seems crude. But if you're asking yourself the same questions, it can feel like a lifeline. And for a minute, I felt heard." So I really appreciated hearing that because MIA, people really come at her. People really think that she's too polemic or she's not political enough or she doesn't fit really nicely into people's boxes. But, you know, she told us Google was connected to the government before Ed Snowden did.
And just like before that, kind of talking about some of the realities, like in her first two albums and in like some of her earlier mixtapes. I don't know. I mean, that was one of the first places that for me as someone who was in just starting high school at the time, or like at the end of middle school, hearing some of her stuff really opened my eyes to some of the realities of like war and international politics and, you know, U.S. policy in other countries and, you know, what was happening in the developing world that like we were never hearing about in the U.S. through like mainstream media vehicles. And so I don't know. She has like kind of been a constant in my life and someone who has taught me a lot through her music and like helped me challenge different things too in a really cool way. And she's just like musically and like the way the music sounds, it's just like a fusion of so many things and is really different than, you know, what a lot of other stuff sounds at the time. And it ends up impacting music beyond that too.
Another song that really grabbed everybody's political imaginations this year was by Kendrick Lamar, All Right, which really kind of turned into a theme song of the Black Lives Matter movement. So let's give that a listen.
Yeah.
My life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life, hard times like, bad trips like, Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
right.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. On Mac 11, if you boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster. Silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone great. Trying to side my face is all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Is Kendrick Lamar All Right?
Yeah, this album as a whole, To Pimp a Butterfly, really, you know, it came out a few months after, you know, there was so much attention on Ferguson, right after D'Angelo's album, which, like, I bet we'll also listen to something from, because that was another really great album this year. You know, the lyric, Kendrick's lyrics get into some, like, politics, they get into our history, and especially the reality that people who live in cities like Compton or Baltimore, or in places like Ferguson, the reality that they are experiencing every single day. And so that is a reality that's harsh and ugly, and that shows the legacy of policy decisions that were made decades ago intentionally. There is, like, an ugliness there, but there's also a hope that I think people here gravitate around. And it's something I think for people in our generation, when we hear that, we kind of, like, get it. And it's sort of hard to explain, like, the feeling of the music.
And, you know, what people are chanting in the Black Lives Matter protests are the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
It's the chorus, which says, "We gonna be all right."
Right.
Which is so positive.
Yeah. I mean, people aren't chanting the other lyrics, but I mean, you know, like Kendrick, like coming out of like the Compton, California tradition of, you know, rapping about the reality of like the city that you're from and kind of like the good and the bad and the ugly, and not glorifying it, but just saying like, this is what it is. And like, we're kind of going to talk about all of the things here and talk about where we want to be. And I don't know, it was interesting. I saw Kendrick at the Lincoln Theater in D.C. a few months ago to a show that sold out in like 2 seconds, which is, you know, ridiculous. It was like really a cool show. I'm sorry, Mark didn't get tickets.
Yeah, we were both trying to get tickets on different computers at the same time. And Stephanie got tickets
sad.
And I didn't.
It was like 100% luck. There was nothing else to it. But Kendrick said something interesting about, you know, All Right, and which he had people chant for at least 3 minutes, if not more, just over and over again. The whole audience are kind of getting louder and quieter during the show. And I think he performed it like 2 times. But he said something about To Pimp a Butterfly and just like, you know, he felt like at that moment he needed to produce this album that sounded this way, that was kind of had this message. But he said something during that show about To Pimp a Butterfly and was just kind of like, look, like this is probably the last time that I'm going to perform any of these songs, because I think for him it was really like a soul searching expedition to make this music and make this album. And it's been really heavy for him to like not only write it, but also now perform this to people and like see how much of an impact it's had on people. And so I think it came at a time that people needed it, and it was a lot to wrestle with, and like it definitely wasn't what people were expecting from him after Good Kid, Mad City, but I think, and it's not as easily digestible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think 10 years from now, we're going to look back at this album and it's going to provide like some really good insight into this moment and kind of all of the things that people were wrestling with and how complicated it is also.
So speaking about Black Lives Matter, I want to play another song that you might not have heard, which is by an artist named Bells Roar.
Awesome.
Who is based out of upstate New York. Used to be in a band called Broadcast Live and is now doing a solo project called Bells Roar. And I really love their music. They are on a record label called Firebrand Records that was started by my roommate Ryan Harvey and former Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello, with the idea of putting out politically left and radical social justice oriented music. One of the things they put out this year is an EP by Bells Roar. And this is the first single from that called Black Lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. That's a really cool song.
That's Bells Roar from Firebrand Records. And every month, Ryan Harvey and Son of Nun from Firebrand Records puts on a showcase at the wind-up space called Be More on Fire. And the next one is actually this Saturday, January 2nd, at 8 o'clock at the wind-up space. So firebrandrecords.com.
Nice. You have something else to share with us now from another local artist, right? To play us out, we have to take a break right here, don't we?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Tell our listeners who this is.
Yeah, this is TT the Artist, and the song is called Thug It Out, and it's from her EP Art Royalty that she put out earlier this year, and the song is produced by Mighty Mark, and the video is great. Mm-hmm. It's lots of great dancing, and TT the Artist is a great filmmaker as well as a great singer.
Definitely.
And this song is called Thug It Out by TT the Artist, produced by Mighty Mark. We are going to go to break.
But stay with us. We have a whole other half hour coming up right after this break. More of our favorite music from the year. We hope you're enjoying it so far. I'm Stephanie Mavronis.
And I'm Mark Gunnery, and we're producers for The Mark Steiner Show here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Happy New Year. We'll be right back.
If I fucking make you come, you gotta promise not to stress me. Don't be blowing up my phone and don't be leaving voice messages. Yeah, I can do you right, I'll do you better than your exes. I told that nigga to stop it, he was talking out his necklace. See, the difference is with me, I never needed niggas ever. I leave him where I met him, I ain't tripping off no extras. Goons in the cut, try to talk you out your necklace. If you ever disrespect me, pussy, don't be disrespectful. I said, woo, I said, I know, I know, I know. He heard about me, he was waiting on me.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show. I'm Stephanie Mavronis, one of Mark Steiner's producers. I'm here with
Mark Gunnery, the other producer for The Mark Steiner Show.
Taking the show from Mark this hour to share with you some of our favorite songs, thoughts.
Happy
from
New Year's.
Yeah, and Happy New Year's Eve. Can you believe it? We played that song by Dej Loaf, who is like seriously up and coming this past year. This song, Back Up, which features Big Sean, is a really cool song. It always reminds me of being a kid at Skateland, and it just makes every time I hear it, I'm like, man, I really got to go back to Skateland to skate to this song. It's so good and so appropriate. And the music video is all about skating.
Can you skate backwards?
No, I never really. I can't do that, but I love everyone who can, and hopefully I can get like a mentor or someone out there. I do have some serious skates that I got when I was younger, so I'm going to try to definitely go back next year, because it's going to be a New Year's resolution to start skating. But yeah, that's a really cool music video. And, you know, music videos are one of my favorite things ever. And yeah, I mean, I think like Mark, like you listen to music in a different way than I do a lot of times. Like I see a music video and I'm just like in love with it. And it makes me want to go research more about an artist or listen to more of their music. And like you just like consume so much more media in some and like music in some ways than I do. And I'm like really kind of picky, and I'm like always late to the party with certain artists.
What are you talking about? You're always
like, I was like
first to the party
with certain things, but like a lot of things, it just like takes me a little while because I like need to be in the right state of mind to listen to something. You know, it's a little different, but I love music videos. I know some of y'all listening do too, but this is a good one. Back Up by Dej Loaf.
Speaking of music videos, Missy Elliott put out her first new music video in a long time, and it's great.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's weird. It's beautiful. The song is perfect.
Pharrell's involved. It's got that little catchy thing about it that Pharrell can always bring to the table. It's really cool.
We also want to encourage people, if you're looking at music videos, also look up Pharrell's deposition.
For Blurred Lines.
For Blurred Lines, for when he is being sued by Marvin Gaye's family for Blurred Lines. It's a pretty good deposition. It's up there with Lil Wayne's deposition for classics. So this is WTF, Where They From, by Missy Elliott featuring Pharrell Williams from D.C.
What do you mean from D.C.?
He's from D.C.
He's from Virginia Beach.
The dance that you're doing is dumb. How to do where you're from. Hey. Sticking up her tongue, girl, but you know you're too young. A bunch of girls do it and the shit look fun. That's how they do where we from. Boys to the yard for some hips faking. Way I make it drop down and like an animation. Yeah. Can't take it, them chicks be faking. Y'all still sleep, better stay awake. Hot new dance for the hood I'm making. Make the don't move fast, make you think you're drinking. Yeah. Head to the floor, don't collect that dough. You better huddle up, cause the beat's so cold. Pop that, cock and reload. This another hit, I got an ace in the hole. Boys on my back, player, did you pick that? You got a small stack, player, you can keep that. I'm a Big Mac, make it wanna eat that. Like, yak it to the yak. Yeah. Jump in the trunk, make it pumps in the bump. Girls wanna have fun, make it sticking out the tongue. The dance that you're doing is dumb. How they do where you from? Hey. Sticking out the tongue, girl, but you know you're too young. A bunch of girls do it and the shit look fun. That's how they do where we from. You know it don't start till one. That's how they do where they from.
Yeah, that is Missy Elliott. Where they from?
WTF.
Stephanie's from Dundalk. How they do it? Where are you
where
from?
Where are you from?
I'm from Pikesville.
That's right. Like, we're holding down the county.
Opposite sides of the county.
I know. It's not common that east and west side of the county talk, especially northwest and southeast. This is unheard of, but we try to make things happen here. Well, one of the things we've spent a lot of time talking about as like fans of music and hip hop in particular is how awesome production has been in the past year and even like the past couple years, just how much creativity there's been in production, like comparing songs now to like the early 2000s and before, like just how much growth and sort of like new techniques have been used in production. And we wanted to bring up a song now from an album that we made reference to in the last half hour, from an album that I was talking about. It came out right at a time when people were really hurting after everything that was going on in Ferguson, Black Messiah by D'Angelo. And it was his first album in like 14 years, right? It was the first thing he had done in a while and really captured something about the feeling of this moment. And it's an awesome album. If you haven't heard Black Messiah by D'Angelo, you should definitely listen to it all the way through as soon as you listen to our segment right here. But Mark, what song did you want to listen to from that album?
I want to listen to Sugar Daddy.
Okay, let's hear it.
And shout out to all the Sugar Daddies.
She needs to take it. She love it. I just wish it I could open up.
Sugar Daddy by D'Angelo.
On the album Black Messiah. Check it out. That's like one of the more kind of like fun songs on the album. I mean, it's all like such a good sound, but There's a lot of range on that album, and it's just like a really cool thing to listen to all the way through.
So speaking of R&B and soul, I came across this great album this year by this band called The Internet, who I'd never heard of until a few months ago when they were coming through Baltimore. And it's made up of members of Odd Future, which is a hip-hop collective from California that has people you might know like Tyler, the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt, Frank Ocean in it. And The Internet features Odd Future members Sid the Kid and Matt Martians. And Sid the Kid is a singer, and she's incredible. Check it out.
I woke up impatient and anxious, chasing dreams in my sleep. Got me feeling like I made it. Then I wake up and see frustration raising for payment. Thankfully, they know me. Can't get enough of the paper. Get enough.
We are in the sexy music portion of this show. That was Under Control by The Internet.
Like, this playing at like 10 a.m.
Well, it's New Year's Eve. You got to get ready. Well, what do we have up next?
Okay, so just staying on, it's, you know, things that are a little less upbeat, but still awesome music. Someone I came across just like reading a blog this year back in September, October, maybe. I heard about this artist for the first time, Seb DeLisa. She's a really cool musician, and I want to play this song right now by her called That Other Girl, which I think I found it while we were at work one day, and we both heard it and we're like, oh my God, what is that? That's really cool. So we want to share it with you today. Seb DeLisa, That Other Girl.
And this is another one with a really beautiful music video. You should check it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, definitely.
Heat couldn't melt me, cold couldn't cave me. He never knew my form or shape. His heart couldn't melt me, what I couldn't give me. Caught him gambling with a snare. He took me all the way in despair. Operating from another world. I want to be that other girl.
Seb DeLisa, That Other Girl, you know, just one of these artists right now that kind of like bills themselves as like an extraterrestrial creature. We're into that. It's really cool music. And yeah, the music videos just like have a lot of art to them too in a really cool way. So check those out.
You know, this has really been a great time for music videos. What a time to be alive.
That's right.
You know, there's people are getting real psychedelic. People are getting real futuristic. People are getting real Afrofuturistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been really fun to just kind of watch the development of artists through the kind of music videos they're making, like outside of just like how much growth there's been in music. So, yeah, it's been really cool. All right. Got to come clean with all of you. I had a more than a low-key obsession this year with The Game. It all started from a music video, as we're just talking about. I was with my friends just checking out some of the new music video releases, and I saw there's a music video for a song called 100 by The Game featuring Drake. And I watched it, and you know, my friends and I were kind of like, whatever, we'll check it out. And then we ended up all being like, this is a great song. And this was a couple weeks before The Game's documentary 2 came out. And so when it came out, I don't know like what it was about
you
that moment,
it.
But I kind of did. Like I, that was all I could listen to, and it just like
you,
in
you
that,
got the T-shirt.
I did get a T-shirt. I bought a compact disc of the documentary too. Who does that in 2015? So something happened, and I just like loved this album. Like it was really cool production. It was a 2-disc album. The documentary too, which Dr. Dre had a lot of oversight in like the production and kind of how all the songs were going to come together. But I don't know. It was just like perfect in that moment and what I wanted. And the documentary 2.5, which was just like even more of the songs that he created for this project that also have a lot of really cool stuff there. So I actually want to bring the to all of you the opening track from the documentary 2. It features Kendrick Lamar. The song overall is great, such like a strong start to that album, and it's called On Me. I hope you recognize the sample. We're going to play it, and then we're going to talk a little bit about that. So this is On Me by The Game featuring Kendrick Lamar. Here we go.
Next round here, it's Compton. Me, Doc, and Kendrick. Chronic good kid, my first shit. 3 documentaries, now I'm blocking Century. 16 Impalas, they bounce like they in your dollar. That's on my mama, niggas up and did me a solid. I put that on me. That's on me. You get a bullet fucking with the little homie. Nigga back then, boo, fuck your rules. Nigga, this Piru. Slide through with the Erykah Badu. Westside Compton. Nigga, don't mind if I do. From Piru Street to my old street. Nigga, this Compton. Grew up on the dead end. Got an arm full of dead friends around here. Cripsy sweating us niggas like a head, man. Like, what's up, cuz? No time to stop and think. Pull your strap before they do. Or we get shot before you blink. Straight out of Compton. 3 times I told you. The 3rd time I said it with TDE, motherfucker. I make you eat every letter. Spoon feed you niggas like Tyler's from the city of Impalas. Where shot callers take their pit bulls and feed them niggas. Rottweilers, my clip full. I quit pull. No more slinging 8 balls on the corner. And all the niggas I used to freestyle with, I ate y'all on the corner. Caught a corner. Niggas dead out here. Hanging on the light by a thread out here. Them niggas wearing all that red out here. Peace snap back. Some niggas head out here. So don't you come fucking with the little homie. So OG, they call me Tony. Montana, no Finch. My red bandana legit. My uncle told me before he died, just keep your hand on the brick. So I did. Sell every chicken that it ended.
Ooh, speaking of good production. That is so nice.
Yeah, you recognize that sample. So I played the song for you when it leaked. It was like right before the album came out, and you immediately were like, let's talk about that sample. And so let's talk about it.
Well, I love Erykah Badu.
That was Erykah Badu. That was
Erykah Badu from her first album, Baduism, the song mm-hmm. On and On.
Mm-hmm.
And Erykah That's Badu really cool. dropped a wonderful mixtape this year, yeah. just about a month or two ago. And her mixtape was inspired by Drake's song Hotline Bling. And, I mean, if you're not familiar with Hotline Bling, let's listen to it for a second.
Shout out to Dram, who's
from D.C.
Yeah, shout out to Dram, who's the artist who kind of gave this song to Drake in a way and created this whole kind of like spectacle we saw around Hotline Bling. And his song was called Cha-Cha. It was like a really sweet song. And it used to get so much radio play before Hotline Bling came out. And so we just want to send our love to Dram because we love you. Erykah Badu loves you. And everyone, if you've only heard Hotline Bling and haven't heard Dram's original Cha-Cha, definitely check it out because it's like a really cool song.
Well, let's listen to Cha-Cha and then go into Hotline Bling and then go into
right.
Erykah.
I like to cha-cha, hey, in a Latin bar, yeah, with a Dominican and reasonable Taino. Yeah. I like to cha-cha, hey, I like to cha-cha, hey, with a Dominican and reasonable Taino.
Okay, that's Cha-Cha by Dram.
And I'm wrong. He's not from D.C. He's from Virginia.
But you know what?
DMV.
DMV.
So now let's hear what Drake
version.
Did with that. And, you know, he was all over the internet. Everyone was making fun of his dance moves, but they were pretty cute.
They were cute.
And you know what? I think he really, his hair and beard combination has really inspired a lot of people I know to keep the short on top, long
That's
beard
right.
look of the winter. So
yeah,
this
he went away for a minute and came back looking a little different, you know, and people noticed.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Here's Drake's Hotline Bling.
That can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing.
ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out.
So that is Hotline Bling by Drake.
But we were talking about Erykah Badu, and the connection is
that she did a mixtape responding to the song.
Yeah.
And the thing about Erykah Badu is, you know, we were talking a little bit about Afrofuturism before, and she is really, really the godmother of this. I mean, not the godmother. There's been lots of godmothers. But as far as the younger generation, Janelle Monáe, all these people who are doing this now, I think a lot of people are looking up to Erykah Badu. So this is something that she did in response to Drake.
You used to call me on my cell. You heard me twice at night. You used to call me on my cell. You heard me twice at night. I know when that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Boy, you got me down and got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started getting dressed and going.
Oh, that was so nice. That's Erykah Badu. You definitely want to check out her new mixtape. It's brilliant. Speaking of Afrofuturism, we have a great and brilliant and beautiful artist in Baltimore named Abdu Ali,
yes,
who has been on our show, has been in our hearts, and he organizes shows in Baltimore. He organizes this night called Cologne, and he just throws great parties. So keep your eye out for Abdu Ali. He's a wonderful performer. And this is his song, Keep Moving, Negro Kai.
I'm riding in my green Suzuki hatchback. Never looking back, never looking back. Through the battlefields of Baltimore, where you can't afford to be no whore. You gotta be more than a nigga. I'm more than a nigga. My heart beats like the jazz of Coltrane. Oh, listen to how it says. I see the color of purple haze. Flesh is thorns. Blessed to protect my soul. It's magical. I'm an old man with enormous wings. I'm enormous. Yes, I'm a title. Feeling so damn gorgeous. Flawless. It's a performance. The life I live. Provoke me to be this bitch. I'm this bitch.
That's Abdu Ali. And speaking of John Coltrane, he mentioned John Coltrane in there. There were two really good releases of John Coltrane this year. One of them I did a review of earlier this year, mm-hmm, offering live at Temple University. That's really, really great, really wild. Shows him, Pharoah Sanders, Alice Coltrane, and all of them just, I think it's the fifth to last concert he'd ever done, and I really encourage you to check it out. And also, about 2 weeks ago, they released a four-disc set of A Love Supreme, mm, with different versions of all the songs and a live performance of all the songs, and it's really good. So I encourage you to check that out.
Yeah, and that's so good. And, like, you know, I feel like we listen to a lot of, like, hip-hop and listen to a lot of weird music and stuff that is, like, coming out really new. But I've also noticed this year in, like, the moments when I need to get a lot of writing done, it's been listening to Coltrane or Ornette Coleman or Charles Mingus. That, like, those – that music has been what's been able to help me write and just, like, – unleash some kind of creative potential in my own mind. And so it's, like, really nice to mix that into your normal listening schedule.
And I want to throw in one more thing now. Let's that we're talking about this. There's also some great contemporary jazz albums that came out,
yes,
this year. The album that I would like to share with you right now is from Kumasi Washington, who is all over To Pimp a Butterfly by,
yeah,
Kendrick Lamar. And
And you saw him perform, right?
I saw him perform. Shout out to Marcellus, the bassman Shepard at WEAA. He texted me at 10 p.m. one night being like, I got a ticket for you at Kamasi, Washington, if you come down here. So
I'm so sad to have missed it, but it sounded like it was awesome. And he played – how long was he playing for?
He played for a very long time. He played about 2 hours.
But it was – people were feeling it.
People were feeling it. And he had a huge band, and he's really great. I really encourage you to check this out. He put out a three-disc album called The Epic.
Let's hear that.
This is Kamasi Washington. This song is called Leroy and Lanisha, and he is from Englewood. And he said, when I saw him perform in Baltimore, he was saying that this is his take on Linus and Lucy, the classic Christmas song. It's called Leroy and Lanisha because he said if Linus and Lucy lived in Englewood, they'd be named Leroy and Lanisha. Kamasi Washington's great.
And we're really close to the end of our time with you all. It's gone by so fast, just like this year. We're here on New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, and here's our little public service announcement. If you're going to drink, don't drive. You don't need to die tonight.
Yeah, be safe.
So what is this last song, Stephanie?
Okay, well, to play us out here today, I wanted to share, this is actually from a live performance that happened on Saturday Night Live just the other week by Chance the Rapper, who I think, if I remember correctly, became like the first independent artist to make it to SNL. And I know that he's kind of, a lot of people have been trying to like sign him. People, you know, he's a really talented rapper from Chicago who brings like lots of fun stuff to his songs, but also works in there kind of like the reality of living in Chicago and like dealing with the violence and being really upset by, you know, stuff he sees around him. And so I wanted to play this from this live performance because it's an awesome live performance and it makes me really excited about, you know, the music that's going to come out in the year to come. And this song is called Paradise by Chance the Rapper.
And we're heading out after this. So thanks for listening.
Thank you. I'm Mark Gunnery.
This is Stephanie Mavronis.
I'm Stephanie Mavronis.
We are producers for The Mark Steiner Show.
Yeah, and let us know what you thought about this, too. If we shared something that you thought was really cool, or if after hearing this, you are thinking of something that you think we might like to listen to, we check the email at talk@steinershow.org. So send us an email there. You can always tweet Mark Steiner. We can like see the stuff that you send to that account as well. And we want to hear from you for real. We would love recommendations.
Yeah, we read those emails.
We
and,
really do.
And, you know, you can tweet at us too. I'm at Mark Gunnery.
I'm Steph Mav. It's S-T-E-F-M-A-V on Twitter.
It was lovely being with y'all. Happy New Year.
Yeah, and then going out here with Chance the Rapper, Paradise. Stay with us. We got some more cool programming coming up on the Mark Steiner Show right after this. We won't be here, but Mark will, and it'll be great.
They say I'm saving my city. Say I'm staying for good. They screaming channel for mayor. I'm thinking maybe I should. Screw the few A&Rs. Don't love chick, I can't wipe you. Told your ass is day one. I don't like labels or titles. I'm a rascally rapping. I know that tricks is for addicts. That need fixes for habits. In love with carrots and cabbage. I'm a savage established. Magic magnet, I'm magic. Your majesty, I'm majestic. Think my message is massive. Think you passive aggressive. I think you passed up your prime. Think you passed up your chance to be tense. Now pass it to Abraham. To the rocket with mine. Ain't we been here before?
ain't my principal told me that I can't rap on this show.
Then I rapped on this show? Simple as that. Got the complex from complex off with the simplest raps.
And it goes, feeling a fire. Dances up higher. Can I believe it? Yeah, my Mariah. Riding on 20s, 20 is higher. I couldn't buy ya. Forget it, you did it. God is so awesome. Devil's a liar. Take them to church, but I need a fire. I believe that in my life, I'll probably end up somewhere in paradise. I believe that in my life, I'll probably end up somewhere in paradise.
Hold on.
Blow at your speakers, roll some more loud. That's the sound of the reaper. I think my parents is proud.
Think my fam in the bleachers. Think my teachers need features. Think I'm walking to Jesus. I knew my feet wouldn't drown.
I've been close to the edge. I've been tripping and stuff. Somebody slipped me a Mickey, but I ain't giving up.
Really, a million? How about 6 billion more? Or I'm Audi like how you cut the umbilical cord.
I smoke urban in Uber, suburban, dressed in an urban outfit, dirt shirt and burgundy
river. I asked the acid if what was worth running and over.
Her explanation seemed agitated. She said, let me answer your question with some questions questioning yours. Like why the devil can't get you, and why these labels can't catch you, and why they make you so special, why did he bless you?
Think about it. I woke up this morning. Gotta smile when I say that. I woke up this morning. Go.
Standing up higher.
Hands is up higher. Can I believe it? Damn, I'm a rider. Riding on 20s, 20 years prior. I couldn't buy it.
But she didn't get it. God is so awesome. That is a liar. Take them to church, but I need a quiet.
I believe I believe there's somewhere I can go. Sorry.
I'm gonna try it.